I'm speaking to Rob Beale from Maurice Owen. Rob, got a new government, and we've also had a Labour-led local council for over a year now. Have you, either as an individual or as a business person, firstly, noticed any change over the last year since it's been a Labour-led borough council?
Not really at this stage, but I think it's going to be interesting that now, as well as the Labour council, a Labour government and two local MPs being Labour, to see what that actually means. You know, it's very easy before you have a change of control of a council for people to say, oh, it's going to be like this and it's going to be like that. You know, okay, people have voted for Labour because they want change, and therefore some people will say, well, we haven't noticed particular change yet. We need to see something about it. Equally, I think there's a line of logic that says, don't do anything knee-jerk, get in there, understand it, understand the numbers, understand how it all fits together. And I think we need to start to see what they want to do going forwards now.
Yeah.
They've had that opportunity to understand where they're at.
That's right. And you go, Keir Starmer is saying that he wants to devolve power. Now, obviously, there's the Metro, the Metro mayors, which clearly we're not in that league. But it will be interesting to see if there is more devolution at the borough council level, for example. I guess one thing that they would claim is they did manage to get a budget through and balance things with the severe cost of social care. So, I mean, that's probably something that they will say. The bin changes that I know caused a few ripples. I think they could say they inherited that one. But yeah, things seem to be trickling forward, don't they? And I don't think we've seen very much change at all, which is interesting, let's say. Let's just talk about our change of MPs. So we've got two new Swindon MPs. We're just out where we are with we're a couple down into Wiltshire. So we've still got Danny Kruger as the Tory MP over our way. But Heidi Alexander, very high profile, won Sir Robert Buckland's seat. I think, you know, everybody accepts that Sir Robert did a very good job as a local MP. But I'm hearing good things about Heidi Alexander already, actually, that she is getting involved and answering things. So I think, you know, there's a lot to follow there locally. And that's really what we want, isn't it? From a local perspective, a local MP that takes, or two local MPs that take an interest in the town.
Yeah, fundamentally, that's why they've been elected, is to serve the town. And there's always that question mark that if they get too far into government or too high up into government, actually that the focus on the local area can suffer as a result of that. Feedback I've had, and it's been a very short space of time, is that if you contact them, you get a response.
Yep.
If you go to them with a query, you get someone who is listening, which at the end of the day, that's the role that we want them to do, you know, and forget the colour of the parties at this moment in time. What you want is people who put the town first, who understand the issues that the town has and try and use their influence as our local, MPs in order to help the town move forwards in whatever guise that is.
Absolutely right. So in your role as, a governor at the Ridgeway School, do you see any changes there with the government? Do you think that might be legislation or funding that will affect education locally? Or is it too early to say again?
I think it's too early to say, but I think equally the mood music is they recognise some of the flaws in historic funding mechanisms for schools and colleges, and they're trying to... by the sounds of what they're trying to put in place, is to give more certainty to schools and colleges over perhaps a longer period of time that allows people to make decisions for not just today, but for next year and the year after that, which, if they can do that, I think would be very welcome for educational establishments because, you know, the reality is you've got to be planning ahead. It's just like any business. You've got to be planning ahead for next year and the year after. You can't just literally make decisions today because that's all you know about.
Absolutely. Rob Beale, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.